Here is a summary of the January 15, 2025 Supreme Court opinion in the case called Royal Canin USA versus Wulfschläger, case number 23-677. The questions presented in this case are 1. Whether such a post-removal amendment of the complaint defeats federal question subject matter jurisdiction. 2. Whether such a post-removal amendment of the complaint precludes a district court from exercising supplemental jurisdiction over the plaintiff's remaining state law claim pursuant to 28 U.S.C. section 1367.
Justice Kagan delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Please note that this summary is read by an automated voice. Justice Kagan's unanimous opinion. Respondent Anastasia Wulfschläger sued petitioner Royal Canin USA Inc. in state court, alleging that Royal Canin had engaged in deceptive marketing practices. Her original complaint asserted claims based on both federal and state law. Royal Canin removed the case to federal court under 28 U.S.C. section 1441A. That removal was premised on Wulfschläger's federal claim, which gave rise to federal question jurisdiction and also allowed the federal court to exercise supplemental jurisdiction over Wulfschläger's factually intertwined state claims. Paragraph 1331, 1367, but federal court is not where Wulfschläger wanted the case to be resolved, so she amended her complaint, deleting every mention of federal law, and petitioned the district court for a remand to state court. The district court denied Wulfschläger's request, but the Eighth Circuit reversed. In the Eighth Circuit's view, Wulfschläger's amendment had eliminated any basis for federal question jurisdiction, and without a federal question, the court concluded there was no possibility of supplemental jurisdiction over Wulfschläger's state law claims. Held. When a plaintiff amends her complaint to delete the federal law claims that enabled removal to federal court, leaving only state law claims behind, the federal court loses supplemental jurisdiction over the state claims, and the case must be remanded to state court. A. Under the text of Section 1367, the Supplemental Jurisdiction Statute, a post-removal amendment to a complaint that eliminates any basis for federal question jurisdiction, also divests a federal court of supplemental jurisdiction over remaining state law claims. Subsection A states that in any civil action of which the district courts have original jurisdiction, the district courts shall have supplemental jurisdiction over all other claims that are so related to claims in the action within such original jurisdiction that they form part of the same case or controversy. The statute thus confers supplemental jurisdiction over state law claims sharing a sufficient factual relationship with the federal claims in a case. And in Rockwell Intelcorp v. United States, 549 U.S. 457, 473-474, this court held that when a plaintiff pleads a complaint in federal court and then voluntarily amends the complaint, courts look to the amended complaint to determine jurisdiction. So under Section 1367A, when the plaintiff in an original case amends her complaint to withdraw the federal claims, leaving only state claims behind, she divests the federal court of supplemental jurisdiction. And the result must be the same in a removed case, because nothing in Section 1367A's text distinguishes between cases removed to federal court and cases originally fled there. The exclusion from Section 1367A of such post-amendment state law claims is reflected in the text of Section 1367C. Subsection C provides that a district court may decline to exercise supplemental jurisdiction over state law claims covered by Section 1367. A is jurisdictional grant in three specific situations where the state law claims overshadow the federal claims in a case. If Section 1367A's grant of jurisdiction included the leftover state claims in an amended complaint, they too would have appeared on Section 1367C's list. Even more than the claims addressed there, they are ill-suited to federal adjudication. that section 1367 CE makes no mention of such claims demonstrates that section 1367A does not extend to them. That result accords with Congress's usual view of how amended pleadings can affect jurisdiction. On that view, apparent in varied federal statutes, an amendment can wipe the jurisdictional slate clean, giving rise to a new analysis with a different conclusion. E.g., Section 1653. Defective allegations of jurisdiction may be amended, so a case can come within a federal court's jurisdiction. Section 1446B3. Even if the case stated by the initial pleading is not removable, the defendant can remove the case after receiving an amended pleading, establishing a basis for federal jurisdiction. Section 1332D7, similar. And just the same here, Section 1367 contemplates that when an amended complaint is fled, the jurisdictional basis for the suit is reviewed anew. B. That reading of Section 1367 also parallels a slew of other procedural rules linking jurisdiction to the amended rather than initial complaint. In deciding which substantive claims to bring against which defendants, a plaintiff can establish or not the basis for a federal court's subject matter jurisdiction, and her control over those matters extends beyond the time her first complaint is fled. If a plaintiff amends her complaint, the new pleading supersedes the old one and can bring the suit either newly within or newly outside a federal court's jurisdiction. Thus, as Rockwell explained, if a plaintiff flees a complaint in federal court and later voluntarily amends the complaint to withdraw the allegations supporting federal jurisdiction, that amendment will defeat jurisdiction unless the withdrawn allegations were replaced by others, giving the court adjudicatory power. 549 U.S. at 473 to 474. Rockwell's rule has a host of variations in both original and removed federal cases. Adding federal claims can create original jurisdiction where it once was wanting. See, e.g., Connect U LLC v. Zuckerberg, 522 F3rd 82, 91. And an amendment can either destroy or create jurisdiction in an original diversity case. Similarly, if removing a case was improper because the initial complaint did not contain a federal claim, the plaintiff's later assertion of such a claim establishes jurisdiction going forward. And by the same token, amending a complaint in a removed case to join a non-diverse party destroys diversity jurisdiction, and the federal court must remand the case to state court. See Section 1447E. In removed and original cases alike, the rule that jurisdiction follows the operative pleading ensures that the case, as it will actually be litigated, merits a federal forum. C. Royal Canin contends that this court has twice before reached the opposite conclusion. First, in Carnegie Mellon University v. Cohill, 484 U.S. 343, and next in Rockwell in a footnote. But in each case, the relied-on passage is extraneous to the court's holding and reasoning, and so cannot bear the weight of Royal Canin's argument. The footnote in Rockwell does state the rule Royal Canin propounds. When a defendant removes a case to federal court based on the presence of a federal claim, it says, an amendment eliminating the original basis for federal jurisdiction generally does not defeat jurisdiction. 549 U.S.A. at 474 North. 6. But Rockwell was an original federal case, not a removed one, so its drive-by assertion of a jurisdictional rule for removed cases was entirely outside the issue being decided. That dictum cannot overcome the court's analysis here or Rockwell's own core insight that federal courts look to the amended complaint to determine jurisdiction. IDR at 474 pages, 39 to 44. Affirmed.